The KNP complex fire continues to spread over much of Sequoia National Park. Firefighters have so far protected park structures, iconic Sequoia groves, and the community of Three Rivers. A contingent of 1,800 firefighters are battling the blaze. Incident Management Team spokesman Clint Remington says weather conditions and clearing smoke have allowed deployment of more air resources to be used for water and retardant drops.
Overall, a really successful day yesterday. We had a little bit clearer air with a slight west wind. So we did get some operation folks that got to get up and fly, really getting a good look at the fire as a whole and potential opportunities we have to engage it and kind of look at a larger box should we need it.
Special attention has been focused on the northern area of the blaze as it approaches the Muir Grove of Sequoias and other popular recreational areas. Fire managers are also making plans to protect the community of Heartland as the fire edges northwest. Remington reports that park facilities like the Lodgepole Visitor Complex and Giant Forest Area and the iconic General Sherman Tree are still okay.
They are still working in Lodgepole, the Giant Sequoia Grove, so things have gone really well in the grove so far. Yesterday they were running what's called gel. They'll drop gel directly into the grove there. The intent there is to try to protect any of the trees from catching fire and burning, and that's all been real well. We'll continue that today, but the folks are feeling really good about the fire that's up in the grove. Very low intensity, and the prior treatments have done real well to keep the fire activity knocked down there. But it'll be the same story for the Giant Sequoia Grove over to the east there.
Fire managers from multiple agencies held a community meeting Monday in Three Rivers and online to report and answer questions. Clay Jordan is superintendent of Sequoia Kings Canyon National Park. He responded to questions that have been raised about firefighting strategy. One concern is whether the park is prioritizing saving sequoias more than communities.
Yes, they do matter a lot to us, and we are going to put special focus into the protection of the sequoias. However, if we've always been clear that that is second to protection of the communities. And if you count up, you know, out of the 1,800 people that are on this fire, a relatively pretty small percentage of that has anything to do with protecting the sequoias. Most of those efforts are on trying to contain this fire and to keep it from being a threat to the sequoias and to the communities.
Another common issue raised has to do with how directly firefighting crews have attacked the flames. Clay Jordan explains that direct attack is the preferred method, but the steep terrain is making that too dangerous.
When you look at this fire area, a lot of this country is definitely too steep, I think by everyone's agreement, to be able to go direct in large areas of the fire. However, there are areas of this fire where it is much more questionable that perhaps you can get in there. And so that is a matter of how much risk do you accept and how much benefit you think you'll get from that.
Further south in Giant Sequoia Country, the Windy Fire has almost tripled in size over the past week. The California Interagency Team, with a crew of 2,400 people, is working to protect structures within the Tule River Indian Reservation and in surrounding mountain communities. Recent growth south of the reservation represents a continued risk to cultural resources and infrastructure within the reservation. Ongoing fire activity north of the Tule Indian Reservation will maintain a threat to the communities along Highway 190. Several sequoia groves, including the Trail of 100 Giants, have been burned by the Windy Fire. Vic Bedoyan reporting for the KPFA News and KFCF Radio.